Hello and welcome to Dad Educates Daughter on 80s Music, Series 6, Episode 7. And we are on Now That's What I Call Music, Volume 7, Review. So, hello Rebecca.
Hello Dad. I think the best thing about this series is everyone will know what now we're on.
Yeah, because it's the episode, yeah.
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 At seven, you said that this was a good one.
It's probably you my favourite.
This is your
favourite now of the 80s, anyway.
Well, so I got Connor listening to it. So me and Connor this week have had a little. Connor's not had much involvement in the nows. I've been listening to it on my own. I've not really played it aloud and whatnot. But he asked about it because I said, "Oh, I was rating this one." And I was like, "Oh, might have to rate this." And told him, and then he went, "Go on, show me." Showed him, and he agrees with my rating. And then I took him through my other ratings because then he was interested. He said the same as you. He was like, "Oh, how did number 3 get a 9? That's early." Played him, and he agrees with my 9. He thinks it could possibly be a 10. He likes number 3, and he agrees with my rating this week. So. But that's to be revealed later. So obviously you said, and I went in not with high expectations because I do know now that we do have similar tastes in music, but you also do like some weirdos. So I take everything you say with a pinch of salt now, because there have been some things where you've said it and I'm like, not really sure about this, Dad, and your ears are a bit off. So took it with a pinch of salt. I was like, okay. And we start off very strong with Peter Gabriel. And I do think that their beginning and art, I just think that throughout it does flow really well. It's got flow with the songs. There's a great start and a great end. You know, it's not like you start off really high and then you get into the last side and you're like, yeah, this is why they chucked all the misfits. So they have got a nice mix throughout. I feel it had potential. But I just feel like there's quite a lot of artists on this compilation that aren't top tier. So I was expecting like big names, and not going to lie, I think it's really good for you because it's your aha and it's got your Pet Shop Boys on it. Like, yeah. I think you're a bit blindsided by everything.
Yeah, maybe,
else.
But you've also got Sledgehammer.
Yeah, so I did that.
Level
that
42.
And
Genesis, like, Simple Minds, the House Martins, Happy Hour's good, Big Country, Look Away's good. What else? Sly Fox, Let's Go All the Way, that's good. Wham, Edge of Heaven, my favourite Wham song. Owen Paul, my favourite Waste of Time, that's good. Amazulu, Too Good to Be Forgotten. Doctor and the Medic, Spirit in the Sky, Bananarama, Venus. Bucks Fizz, I'm not a Bucks Fizz fan, but New Beginning, Mumbai, that's good. Simply
I
Red,
do agree.
Modern Day, Queen, A Kind of Magic, Billy Ocean, When the Going Gets Tough.
But I think for you, these are like a lot higher up than they are for me.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm not saying that. I mean, Christa Burr, Lady in Red, not a favourite of mine.
Art of Noise is on there.
Art of Noise, Paranomia, not my favourite, obviously closest, but I'll come to that on when we're talking about it. And admittedly, side 4, you've got a few on there that, you know, weren't big, like Midnight Star, Headlines, and Aura, You and Me Tonight. So yeah, and The Real Roxanne with Hitman Howie T, although it's a great song, that one, so it's not out of place. But yeah, for me, it's, I mean, I am looking at number 3 because I've always said now 6 and 7, those two, they're in the prime, 85 86, probably the best years. And they're there at the catching the end of it and the beginning of 85 and 86.
But I just think, like,
I agree. Now 3 isn't bad. Now I look at it track by track. You know, The Reflex by Duran Duran, When Let the Sun Go Down on Me, Nick Kershaw, Locomotion, OMD, Dancing with Tears in My Eyes, Ultravox, Not the best Howard Jones track, but it is a good track. Pearl in the Shell, Blancmange, yeah. Don't Tell Me, Against All Odds, Phil Collins, Frank Goes Hollywood, Two Tribes, You're the Best Thing by Style Council, Small Town Boy, Bronxky Beat. Obviously, you've got Queen, I Want to Break Free, Cyndi Lauper, Time After Time, Love Resurrection by Alison Moyet, Bananarama, Robert De Niro's Waiting, Wham, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, Thompson Twins, You Take Me Up. I'm not a fan of the Weather Girls, but It's Raining Men was a good, you know, was classic. a high thing. Madness, One Better Day, not their best one. But there is a Tina Turner, also I've got to do with it. But there is some on there that, you know, isn't great. Propaganda, Dr. Mabuse, Romac and Romac, Love Wars.
I think that's the thing about a compilation tape. You're always going to have. Bondmaster and
Nearly Male White Lines. I mean, it did well. It was top 10, but it's not my kind of music.
But I think that's what you're going to have with compilation tapes, though, aren't you? Like, you're never going to have the perfect, or unusual.
You're going to have the
perfect.
And I'm not.
Yeah. And I'm going to love it, and you're not. And there's
I agree.
That's like the beauty of them. There's something on there for everyone. And that's why, for me, as a listener, as long as it flows well and you're not putting all your great songs, your top hits and your ones that, you know, your ones that are going to hit everyone, doesn't matter who they are. As long as they're not all at the beginning and you kind of scatter them about, you're going to have your people wanting to listen throughout. So I've not had... But number four just really didn't hit great with me. But we know that. Uh-huh. It didn't hit great with everyone else either. But I've not had, and now that's what I call music, ever. Like, even, like, because obviously I've had more modern ones growing up. I've never had one where I'm like, oh, I don't like that song, skip that. Like, you still listen to it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not taking anything away from it. I just don't think this one is as big as I thought it would be based on you loving it. What I do like, well, and I said this last week, there are, it's really nice to hear some songs and remember some artists that I may have forgotten. You know, like over the years that we've done this and all the artists that I've had, I can't remember everyone. I can't remember all the songs, but I did catch myself singing as well. I was like, I know this one. I forgot about this one. Who's this one by? And so I was like, vibing with them again. So that was really nice. I am intrigued to why this one had a bonus track. So I'm ready for you to take over and fill me in. So my assumption is that it's like a promotion of it, or they did it for charity. But I really don't think they did it for charity, like trying to fit back to Queen. I don't think this was like a charity song, but I could be wrong. I could be remembering wrong.
I think, I'll be honest, I don't know much about it. I think it was just a gimmick.
Just like literally on there.
It was just literally.
Okay.
They obviously got the rights and or whatever. Queen was big at the time. Obviously, it's on the back of Live Aid, obviously, with Queen, which sort of propelled them again after they'd broken up. And obviously, Freddie Mercury went solo. They then got back together for Live Aid and literally blew it apart. And I think after that, I think pretty much they were on every single blooming, pretty much every what's it, 85? So that they were, when you look at, I'm looking back. So Volume 1, Queen were not on.
I was going to say, I've not had Queen load.
No, they weren't on the number one. They were on number two with Radio Gaga.
Yeah. They've been on it because then they went with I Want to Break Free. Yeah.
They were on number four with It's a Hard Life. They were not on number five, I can see quickly. Then they were on number six with One Vision. And they won this one with A Kind of Magic. So they are pretty much solid on nows.
Yeah. But then I've had so many people that have been on loads already as well, but probably not as much as Queen. So, yeah, they are solid.
Yeah, UB40's been on a few. Nick Kershaw and Howard Jones were on the earlier ones.
Yeah.
But there is something coming up today. I don't know whether to discuss it on this one or a later episode, though, because it might give away. So I'll probably do it on another
Maybe
one.
Maybe don't give away.
Yeah, but there is one artist that's about to go on a record consecutive run. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. I'll see if I can guess it.
So far, we've just said Queen won three consecutive ones.
Yeah.
So two, three, and four.
On. Yeah.
I think it was.
Yeah.
Or three, four, five, was it?
Two, three,
four. Yeah, two, Radio Gaga. Three, I Wanna Break Free. Four, It's a Hard Life. And then they weren't on five.
No.
So someone's about to go four nows consecutively.
Okay.
And take
and just one more thing with this one. I don't think it was a big number one one. Not that that matters. Not that that's like a reason people should be on it. But I went for only one number one. And I went for Queen.
None of the others
were shouting number one to me.
I'm just looking at your favoured. There's two, three, four, five number ones on now. Volume three, which is your favourite.
Yeah.
Four number ones on this one.
Well, I don't know who's the number one, but Queen's one.
You're going with Queen.
Yeah,
it's a kind of magic.
Yeah.
Okay, we shall find out.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk music. Let's talk now. That's what I call music. Volume seven. So, it was released in 1986, August of 1986. And it got to number one on the compilation out or the album chart. I don't know if it, compilation albums have come out yet. Re-released in December 2020, and it got to number four behind Now 107, which was number one, and also Now 100 Hits of Christmas, which got to number two.
Fair
and then enough. There was a soundtrack at number three. I can't remember what it was now, but there was a soundtrack.
I don't know what would have been about in 2020.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to now quickly have a look. I just can't remember what it was. I didn't write that bit down, so I just wrote down the nows, that the fact that they were one, two, and four. So at number three was... Because that's what you're up against now with a lot of these is going forward is soundtracks as well.
Yeah.
Which for some reason do sell well.
Oh, yeah. Soundtrack films are amazing nowadays. I mean, they always have been.
It wasn't a soundtrack. It was a 70s rock down.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
People getting their compilation tapes in for Christmas.
Yeah. So, yeah. It had 33 tracks, as we've said, because it had eight on each side, plus the bonus track, which was on side three, Queen, A Kind of Magic. So, side one, eight tracks. And we start with Peter Gabriel, Sledgehammer. Got to number four.
That was a great start. When I
great video that, as well.
When I played that, I was like, oh yeah, he's right here. He's got it on the head. We're coming in strong. So yeah, that should open many albums.
It's good video as well, Sledgehammer, as we discussed when we spoke about Peter Gabriel before. So number four, that got to. UB40, Sing Our Own Song, number five.
Okay.
Sly Fox, Let's Go All The Way, number three.
Ooh, they are coming in strong.
Yeah. Level 42, Lessons in Love, number three.
And can I just say, Level 42's been on a couple of nows. I don't think like consecutively, but they've been on nows. And yeah. I must say, I have been enjoying them. And I can't remember whether I said that I liked them when we did them. But if I didn't, if I said that I didn't like them, I take it back because I do like these ones that are popping up on here.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've seen them live, Level 42. Very good. We then have the debut, I do believe, of the Pet Shop Boys with Opportunities. Let's Make Lots of Money. That got to number 11. Now, while I'm on Pet Shop Boys, I just want to point out Hits 4 was released in March 1986.
So it was a few months before this one.
Yep. And that had West End Girls on it.
Ah, that's their big one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was their big, that was what, it's their first hit, you know, it was their first, you know, and that is what announced the Pet Shop Boys. But yes, that was on
Hits 4.
Hits 4.
Oh, there it is.
And,
oh, yes, I see it.
West End Girls, that's on that. So this was their, I mean, it's still got to number 11, but it is outside the top 10 when West End Girls was number 1.
Considering they're not like, I don't know, they're not, were they not like big then?
Well, as I say, West End Girls was their big hit and sort of announced, and then they grew obviously from there. But yeah, West End Girls was big. It got to number 1, as I say.
Yeah.
We then had Pete Wiley, the former lead singer of The Mighty Wah, with Sinful, and that was number 13.
Mm.
We then had Stan Ridgway with a Camouflage, and that got to number 4.
Number 4.
Yeah. And then we have The Art of Noise with Paranoima at number 12. Now, just to let you know, their hit single, Close to the Edit, was on Hit 2 compilation.
Okay.
And that was
funny how they are like crossovers in a way that it's all to do with like getting the
and it all depends on when they're released and as in the compilations and who, you know, okay, well, we let you have them because it doesn't fit him, you know. So probably like, as I say, Hits 4 got West End Girls. They didn't have they released theirs in March. This is so the next one's going to come out in November where they probably go head to head. Hits 4. So Pet Shop Boys, obviously, this came in between, so hence it went on to the now. Whereas, and it was obviously the same with Art of Noise. This was obviously released after Hits 4, even though they'd appeared on Hits 2. And hence they got onto the now. Just on Hits 2, because we never really spoke about them. So as I say, Art of Noise, Close to the Edit, also on Hits 2, was Howard Jones, Things Can Only Get Better, who's obviously now his record label has gone to the, he was probably with one of the record labels behind the Hits tapes. Now they've got their own compilation. He's now fully on with that. Nick Kershaw, Wide Boy.
Oh, that's a great song.
Prince, 1999. Foreigner, I Want to Know What Love Is, which obviously was another one. Paul Young, Everything Must Change. And Alison Moyet with That Old Devil Called Love. So they were all on Hits 2, which was, was up against, now that's what I call Music Volume 5. Because Hits 3 was up against, now that's what I call Music Volume 6, which we spoke about last week. Because that had Take On Me with Aha.
Yeah.
And then this is up now, Volume 7 of Now is up against Hits 4, in a sense. Although Hits 4, as I say, is released in March.
So
they're not completely aligned.
No.
So that was Side 1. So no number 1.
Ah.
So now we go on to Side 2. Christa Burr, The Lady in Red. His only appearance on a Now compilation.
really?
Or at least on the main series, he's probably appeared on others
like yeah,
80s or 80s. Now number ones of the 80s and what have you.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is his only appearance on the actual series.
Oh, right, the series.
Funny
yeah.
enough, he's not the only Chris to have done that, because Chris Isaac and Chris Rhea also only appear on one solitary Now series.
Wow.
So if you want to do well on Nows, don't call yourself Chris.
Don't be Chris.
You get once and then that's it. But then again, Christopher hasn't really had many other hits.
I was going to say, he's not like a big one anyway, is he?
However, this was a hit at number one.
I was waiting for you to say that. As soon as you said he's probably appeared on like Now 80s and the number ones of the 80s, I was like, well, this is a number one.
Yeah, yeah.
Like in my head.
Yeah. David Bowie, Absolute Beginners, from the film Absolute Beginners, number two.
Oh, okay.
Genesis, Invisible Touch, surprisingly only number 15.
Really?
Yeah.
That was my standout song of the week.
Mm. So yes. Simple Minds, All the Things She Said, number nine.
They're not coming in big, are they now?
The House Martins, Happy Hour, number three.
Okay.
Big Country, Look Away. They had four top 10 hits, and this was their biggest hit, and it got to number seven.
That is a good one from Big Country. I did forget that I like Big Country.
Yeah. Furniture, Brilliant Mind. We spoke about them. They were the band that just had so much unluck. They were so unlucky.
And they kept going.
Their record company kept them sort of kidnapped their stuff. It went bankrupt and all that. I think it was.
But
this song is definitely deserved of a Now, though it was outside the top 20. It only got to number 21. But I think it's one of those that if people listen to it now, they realise.
I
love it. And then we have Midura with Call of the Wild at number 27.
Oh, they're not big on that side, are they?
No. So that ends the cassette one. So one number one out of the 16 tracks, which was Christopher Lady in Red. So we move on to cassette two. So side three, which is the one with nine tracks. And we start off with Wham! The Edge of Heaven, which was number one, and the final Wham! I think it was the final Wham! Song.
Right. So I do really like that song, and I was like, oh, is it? Am I just going to go for a number one because it's like a big artist and a known song, which is why I didn't do it.
Maybe it was their final. I'm pretty sure it was before I'm Your Man. I'm pretty sure that was. Don't think I'm Your Man come after this. I think it was this one. It's my favorite. I love it.
I'm Your Man is my favorite.
Yeah. Oh, I think that was before. I think that was before it. Edge of Heaven obviously was a number one, as I say, a number one for Edge of Heaven.
Well deserving. I may not have guessed it, but yeah.
Let's check in hits three to see if Ram's on there, but they're not, because they were often on there, but no, they're not. But they're not on hits five either. So, but I'm pretty sure this was their. I'm certain that this was their last track. Their last song together. Then we have Owen Paul, a one hit wonder really, but it's a very good song with My Favorite Waste of Time, number three.
What a song that is.
Yeah, it is. Yes. Then we have Amazulu, another one hit wonder with Too Good to Be Forgotten, number five.
Okay.
Then we have A Doctor and the Medits with their cover version of Spirit in the Sky. You know it well, because obviously you've been to Rewind with the Doctor, or the Reverend, and that was a number one.
Oh, so I nearly put that one as a number one as well, and then I was like, nah, I'm thinking too much into that because I just really like it. For goodness sake, I really should just go with my gut sometimes, shouldn't I? Honestly, if you're in my mind when I'm writing these notes.
We don't have
that big for them.
We don't have Bananarama with Venus, one of my favourite Bananarama tracks.
I just can't get down with this song because it's played in an advert, like in my time. So, like, all I hear, and I'm sure it's the Venus advert, like, you know, do a shaving.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, it just reminds me of that. So I'm just like, oh, shut up.
Got to number 8.
Okay.
Then we have Bucks Fizz with New Beginning, Mamba Sewa. Number 8 also.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the debut of Aha. So, little bit of news on Aha.
Of course, we have to get this in. Yes. Got to have an
I just want to point out, Aha were under the Warner Brothers.
Do you know what I really thought you were going to say then? Because you went, I'd just like to point out, Aha are, and I thought you were going to finish with my favourite band, and I was going to go, no, you didn't. Carry on.
They're under the Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers, under their WEA, Warner Electrica and Atlantic Records,
right,
although it was all under Warner Brothers,
yeah,
they were part of the Hits owners. With,
so is that why it's taken so long for Aha to get onto
that? So I'm just about to come into it. So it was CBS, RCA and WEA. So as I say, WEA is under the Warner's umbrella, which was Warner's Warner Music or Warner Records, whichever way around it was, Atlantic Records and Electrica. Yeah. So WEA. Right.
Yeah.
So then with CBS and whoever else I just said, RCA, which was Nick Kershaw's record label, by the way, they were the ones that put together the Hits compilation.
Okay.
So Take On Me, obviously, was Aha's big breakthrough, mainly this great song, but also, you know, let's be honest, the video had a big play in it, but still, it was released in 84, flopped, they redone it, got the video, and the rest is history. Well, that was released in 85, and was on, so Aha made their debut on the Hits compilation on Hits 3.
Right, yeah.
So they were on Hits 3 with Take On Me. Hits 4 came out, which was in March 86 before this, and that had their second hit and their number one over here, The Sun Always Shines on TV.
Oh, that's one of my favourites of theirs. So you're telling me that in March 86 when Hits 4 came out, a few months later in August 86 when Now 7 came out, they appeared on that too. Okay, how did that come about?
They released two other tracks off of their Hunting High and Low album, their debut. So they've had Take On Me, number 2, and The Sun Always Shines on TV.
Yeah.
Their next song was Train of Thought, and I think that got to number 9. I might be wrong, but it wasn't as big as obviously the others. And then they had their title track, Hunting High and Low, come out. Hunting High and Low, just so you know, for this, got to number 5.
Okay.
And the reason it was given to Now is because their second album, Scoundrel Days, was about to come out in October. And the lead single on that, I've Been Losing You, went on Hits 5. So they've got Sun Always Shines on TV on 4. And they've got I've Been Losing You on Hits 5. So Hunting High and Low or Train of was given to Now, and obviously they went with the bigger one, Hunting Iron Low, as I say, got to number 9.
So is this the only Aha song that appears on Now?
I'm not going to disclose that just yet.
Okay.
You will have to wait to find out later on.
So on number 8, guess what I'm listening to?
So Aha had a song on Hits 3, Hits 4, Hits 5. They weren't on Hit 6. For whatever reason, they could have had Cry Wolf or Manhattan Skyline. Neither appeared on Hit 6. Okay. Hit 7, The Living Daylights. Hits 8, Stay on These Roads. Hits 9, although it was packaged not as Hits 9, it was the Hits album, but it was...
It was Hits 9.
It was Hits 9 because it had it on the Index catalogue.
Right, yeah.
Got it here. There you go. So it just says the Hits album.
Oh, yeah.
However, if you look at the catalogue number...
Oh, yeah. Number 9. That's fine.
Sorry.
We were right the first time, yeah.
So they were on Hits 9 with You Are The One.
Right. So and Hits did go on for a while then, because that's 9.
Yeah. And they were also on Hits 13 with Crying In The Rain.
Okay, so they were a proper Hits.
So they because Warner Brothers were Hits, and that's what I'm saying. Yeah. And that's like a lot. So as I say, because RCA were on it, that's why Nick Kershaw no longer really appeared on Nows. He was on the early ones, but as soon as the Hits tape come along, they pretty much, as we spoke about last week, so I think he was on there last week just because it obviously fitted in with them. Or the Yads When a Heart Beats. Only got to number 27, though. Wide Boy, though, was on Hits 2.
Great song.
So that's about the Hits. So that's why you don't see Aha on Now, because they are mainly on the Hits tape.
Makes sense.
So the Hunting High and Low, which is their debut, is a very rare occurrence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that got to number 5. Simply Red, Holding Back the Years, number 2. Although in 1985, at the beginning, in 1985, so the year before,
when it had
been originally released, it only got to number 5. So it took them to release a few. Well, this obviously it did do well. It got to number 2, and they got now the Now tape.
Yeah.
And then obviously Queen, A Kind of Magic. You said it was number 1. Number 3.
See, so my thought behind that was it's a bonus. They might be promoting it. It's got to be like up there for some reason. It's got to be the chosen for the bonus for some reason. So I thought it's got to be a number 1. That's what I thought. And it is a good.
I understand you thinking that, yeah.
Again, it's been used on an advert for something and it drives me insane, though.
So, so that was side 3, 9 tracks, 2 number 1s, Edge of Heaven by Wham and Spirit in the Sky by Doctor and the Medics. So you now know there's one number 1 on side 4.
Yeah.
Okay, 8 tracks. And we start off with Billy Ocean. When the going gets tough, the tough gets going. Number 1.
I would have gone for that one to be the number 1 out of the ones on here. But again, I didn't want to just go for the big people and be like, yeah, they've all got number 1s. Because that's not how it works. But I should have done. Although I didn't think that one was a number 1. I thought it would be a top 10, but yeah.
Okay. Then we have Jackie Graham, Set Me Free, number 7.
Mm-hmm.
New Shoes, I Can't Wait, number 2. And that has been re-released in later days.
Yeah,
yes.
Then
we have Real Roxanne with Hitman Howie T. With Bang Zoom, Let's Go Go, number 11.
Okay.
Love Bug Starsky with Amadeville, The House on the Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a number 12.
Okay. We didn't have them, did we?
I was just about to say, we didn't have Love Bug Starsky. No,
I forgot to say that I've not heard of them.
And he is seen as the person, or one of two people, who came up with the term hip-hop. So if it wasn't for Love Bug Starsky, hip-hop might not have been around, as in it might have been called something else.
Fair enough.
But they called it hip-hop. Him and there's another DJ, I think, that between the two of them came up with it. Unfortunately, he died in 2018, aged 50 years, from a heart attack. But yes, he is the one behind the term hip hop. Then we have Midnight Star with Headlines, number 6.
Number what? 6.
16.
Oh, 16. Okay.
Aura, You and Me Tonight, number 12.
Not bad.
And lastly, Patti LaBelle and Michael McDonald, On My Own, and that got to number 2.
Yeah, that was a nice one to end on. Bit of something different.
And the person who also is behind the term hip hop was Keith Cowboy of Grandmaster Flash. So between him and Lovebug Starsky, we'll name Kevin Smith, they came up with the term a farewell party for a friend who was going to the army. And evidently Starsky has said he picked up the mic and just started saying a hip hop hop, hip hop hop, hippy hippy hop, and people couldn't believe it, but it stuck. But it seems like also the Grandmaster Flash Keith Cowboy also is saying that he came up with it. So it's said that they're one of two people. It is either one or the other. So, yes. So, yeah, so that is the end of cassette 2. Mm-hmm. So 33 tracks, 4 number ones.
They're not bad number ones either.
Nope. So now on to the re-release. There were some songs not on it. In 2020, the re-release, not in David Bowie's Absolute Beginners. Okay. The Real Roxanne and Hitman Howie with Bang Zoom. And Patti LaBelle and Michael McDonald's On My Own. Those three tracks were not on the re-release for licensing agreements or whatever reason.
There's been a lot more. Like when they first started getting re-released, like Now One, Now Two, they were all on there, really.
Yeah.
And now more recently, with these ones, you've got ones that don't appear.
Mm-hmm.
Hey-ho.
Yes.
So out of those sides, my favourites went side 1.
Uh-huh. That was your favourite?
Started off very strong. The only thing that lets it down is Art and Noise. But
yeah, you're not a fan of those, are you?
No. Then it was side 3. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed like Wham, Owen Paul, Doctor and the Medics, Aha, Simply Red. Like I enjoyed all of them. That was a good side. Yeah. Then side 2. Uh-huh. And the sad thing is my standout song was Genesis Invisible Touch. And usually whatever side my standout song's on, it's usually a good side. But this one, was a bit down. But I did like Big Country, Genesis, The House Martins.
Yeah, Furniture. And
then, and then side 4 was obviously
which I'd probably agree with.
It was just more of a mellow one, and like Billy Ocean's on there, and I think like he's the one carrying it. The rest are a bit like, you know, I really did like New Shoes, I Can't Wait, and like there are others on there that I was like, oh, I do like these, like, and it was a good ending with On My Own by Patti LaBelle. But yeah, it just it was a bit more
mellow. I'd agree. But side 1 and side 3, I'd probably actually go
side 3 because it's got Aha on it.
Not just that though, it's got Edge of Heaven, good song. My Favorite Waste of Time, good song. Too Good to Be Forgotten, good song. Spirit in the Sky, good song. Venus, as I say, one of my favorite Bananarama's. Bucks Fizz, even, you know, that'd be a week, but it's a good song. Aha, obviously. Holding Back the Years, good song. And A Kind of Magic, you know, you've got 9 songs on there. Solid. I wouldn't give that. I wouldn't say the same.
Yeah, but I just think, I don't know, I really liked number 1. I thought it was a good start.
Pete Wiley's In Full, Stan Ridgway, Camouflage.
Yeah, they weren't awful, but just leave me be.
Okay. you stick with side one. That's fine, because that gives me side three to.
And then we're trade.
Yeah.
with our tape players.
Walkmans.
Are you ready for my rating?
I was just about to say. So, what are we going with? I'm guessing. I'm looking at what. So, we had an 8 out of 10 for 6. Is it better than 6?
No, it's not better than 6.
Wow. No. Oh.
I think overall, when you look at it, as much as like when we've said songs and we've picked out, like, I can say songs that I've liked and all of this. It's a 5.
5?
It's a 5.
Wow.
I think it's just dead in the middle. I don't think it's better than a 5. It's got some good songs on it, I'll give it that. But then the other songs drag it down. Like, and Connor agrees, I'm sorry, but we're both, me and Connor, on the same page. It's just a very middle diddle. You've got half of the songs that are good, half of them that are a bit eh. And so put it together and you've just got to sit in the middle. I'm sorry.
Well.
And I just preferred number 6. And there's just been... Yeah,
but, so you're preferring number 5 as well?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Only by 1 point. But I just think you have got that group of all the good songs, but then you've got those other ones that are just a bit eh. No, yeah, just not doing it for me.
Wow. So you've literally... But it's rated at number 6 so far. Yeah, when we've had 7, and this is 6.
Yeah.
Wow. Other than now 5. Was it now 5? All the rest. Oh no, sorry. Not now. Which
now,
was 3 out of 10.
4. Now 4.
So now 4, which was a 3 out of 10, and then now 7.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's okay. It's all right, because we move on. So I've got to be strict. I can't be giving them all like over 5. Like, come on now. Someone's got to go at the bottom somewhere.
Well, we're now moving on to next week. Now, 8.
Okay, I quite like that. Oh, we're on 32. So we've moved away from 30 then. We're on a solid 32.
They're now competing with the hits tape.
Yeah.
And you can see at the bottom of the tape who's on here.
Oh, Duran Duran's back. Pet Shop Boys. I don't know what else says. Genesis.
Communards.
Oh, okay. Genesis, Cameo. Grace Jones. Jermaine Stewart, Peter Gabriel, Kate Bush, Human League, The House Martins, Madness, Status Quo, Huey Lewis and the News, Kim Wilde, plus many more. Okay. There you go. Yeah, got some good names on there, but you do put your good names on the front, don't you, itself?
Yeah.
But, yeah. I look forward to it. We'll see what I rate this one.
All right. That concludes the review of Now 7. Mixed review from Rebecca, not as high as my own review.
Hey, if we all agreed.
Well, no, true. So we move on to Now That's What I Call Music, Volume 8. And I just want...
Be next week.
I mean, I'll raise it next week as well, but it's up against Hits 5.
Okay.
And they had 2 separate cassettes.
Oh, okay.
So cassette 1 and cassette 2.
Cassette
1, or tape 1, as it says on the front there, tape 1.
Yeah.
These are who they had on there.
Aha, the Bangles, Don Johnson, Paul Young, Julian Cope, Bruce Hornsby in the Range, Hollywood Beyond, Nick Kamen, Paul Simon, Eurythmics, The Stranglers, The Pretenders, 5 Star, Dead or Alive, Hayward, and The Real Thing.
Ooh. And then on tape 2, they had
Cyndi Lauper, Boris Gardiner, Rod Stewart, Peter Cetera, George Michael, Shakin' Stevens, Whitney Houston, Lionel Richie, Redbox, Psychedelic Furs, Prince and the Revolution, The Frankie Goes to Hollywood, Meatloaf, Spandau Ballet, Robert Palmer. Oh, Dad, they're really competing, aren't they?
They are. Both were released in November 1986.
Okay, they really are competing.
We will leave it till next week to see which of these got the coveted number one.
Okay.
Okay. So on that note, I will leave you with that, and we shall catch up next week. I will send you over the track full listing of now eight.
I'm not allowed to look on my own anymore.
And go from there.
Yeah. All right then.
Okay. All right.
Catch up next week.
Speak next week. Bye.
Bye, Dad.